we've been authorised to march in Edinburgh, Cardiff and Belfast prides, with the permission, hopefully through 51 Brigade, to march in other prides, i.e. Glasgow.
How much of a step forward is this for you?
Huge step. We need to get into areas where we don't normally go to show that the Army is an all-inclusive employer, and that the LGBT community plays a huge and major fact in the Army.
Up to this point, you've been able to recruit and have stands but not march.
Correct, yeah. London's been the only one that have been allowed to march in uniform for about 10 years now. And we've been fighting to march in uniform in major cities throughout UK as well as London.
Anyone that's looking to find out more about the forum itself, you've got the website?
armylgbt.org.uk.
Okay, now put that hat to the side, put another hat on, and this is your mental health first aid course hat.
Probably most folk are aware that mental health in general society is huge at the moment, but within the armed forces, it's actually very big as well. It's a serious medical condition which has got to be looked in at. So I went and got qualified as a mental health first aid instructor, along with Major Andrew Ingalls at 51 Brigade, and we now facilitate a two-day mental health first aid course for units anywhere in Scotland.
Sounds quite heavy. What does it involve?
It's 2 days, and what happens is after the 2 days you'll be able to recognise the symptoms of mental health issues, you'll be able to provide initial help, and you'll also be able to guide a person towards appropriate professional help. So it'll be a signposting certificate that you'll get. It's really good because I think we need to have people within the units who are able to see first signs of mental health issues right away, so it doesn't escalate and enlarge into a major problem.
How important is it that those signs are spotted early on, and what can be done?
If the signs of mental health issues are noticed right away, we can then get professional help, people who are qualified to deal with mental health issues. Instead of the youngster or whoever's having mental health issues having to try and fix it and fight it themselves, at least they know they've got someone that they can turn round to who knows what support and who and where is available to help them.
Are we making the right steps forward in breaking down any stigma that's associated with
mental
illness?
I don't think we are there yet, Mark. As soon as you use the word mental, it's a huge stigma, and that's why people are frightened to own up to having issues.
I would imagine that in the military that's even more amplified.
Yeah, very much so, because we're very proud in the military. We don't like to show any sign of weaknesses. However, mental health, and you know, you can take it from me, Mark, I've suffered myself. I've had mental health issues, and the first thing I had to do was own up to it and then seek help and professional help. It's okay having your muckers around you, you know, your comrades around you, but what's to say that they're not suffering as well? So if we can get these mental health first aid instructors qualified, hopefully that'll stem the amount of individuals who are suffering from mental health issues.
For those going on the course, is it a voluntary thing, or should each unit, each battalion, each regiment make sure that they've got a quota?
Yeah, there's no set limit, Mark, but you know, if I was in a unit and in a position of command, I'd be wanting as many first aid instructors as I possibly could. We shouldn't be taking anyone on there who doesn't want to be in there. Should be volunteers, people that want to do the job.
For anyone who wants to find out more about these courses, how do they do that?
Well, they can get in touch with me, dougie.graham661@mod.uk, or 07846 876 027.
And before you go, I believe you're taking on a bit of a challenge for an excellent cause, and it involves one of the Teletubbies.
It does, Mark. I'm just wondering how you're going to now imagine me running 26.2 miles in the very first Stirling Marathon dressed as Tinky Winky. See, at least I've got Mark McKenzie laughing here. For anyone who wants to support me, you know, you can get me on my Just Giving page.
Tell us why you're doing the marathon.
I'm doing it for a very good cause. It's a very small charity called Dravet Syndrome. One of my work colleagues in 51 Brigade, son was born with this, and it's a severe form of epilepsy, which can kill the small child. There's no treatment, there's no cure, Mark, and I believe these small charities, you know, should get as much help as possible